Well, Bryce Duskett here talking with Abra Meyer from Iowa. She is our Central Region National FFA Vice President. Abra, tell us how it feels.
I don't think I've come down to earth quite yet of realizing that this is really happening, but I am so pumped right now to get to serve with my teammates this year, the National FFA organization, and all of the members that are around the country.
Bring us back to when you first joined FFA and why you decided to actually join the National FFA organization.
I talked a little bit about with my mentors about the fact that I didn't remember the first day that I got my FFA jacket, but I do remember the first time I went to contest and looked around and everyone else had their jacket and I was wearing one of our old ones sitting in the closet. And I realized that that jacket, what it meant to me was getting somewhere, and it was something that I had to obtain yet. And that's really what this FFA organization started out meaning to me, is I see these goals and these dreams and becoming a better person, and that's really where I want to be. And the FFA was able a good way for me to be able to set out and accomplish that. But really now it's realizing that so many people have poured into me, and I get to turn that back around as a national officer and just as an experienced FFA member and pour back into those members that really are having those experiences that I had as a first-year FFA member.
What's your message to the National FFA organization, all the members of it, in this coming year?
I am so excited to travel around and get to know each and every one of the FFA members that I meet this year. And I know I won't be able to meet all 629,000 of them, but I will be able to meet thousands of them in the process. And I hope that I can invest in them and really get to know them and help them realize how talented they are and that I am just a person just like them. And we're all on the same level in serving something so much greater than all of us. And that's really what I want them to know, me serving as a national FFA officer. That's why I'm here and why I want to serve them.
Who do you want to thank, just real quick, for your success?
Well, it all begins with my parents. They've, you know, thinking about the experiences that led me to this, it wasn't just training and preparing for the past 6 months. It's been my whole lifetime of experiences that have really brought me to this point. So I definitely have to thank my parents and my brother for the shenanigans that we got into as children, but also my agricultural educator, Mrs. Ellen Daisy. She has just been an awesome support system. And then two, a couple of my mentors, Stephen Brockshus, he was a national officer last year, as well as Lisa Peterson, who was a national officer back in the 90s. And Layla Haji Down, who was a national officer a few years back from the state of Oklahoma. And those are the people that I really want to thank, and everyone that I've ever interacted with in and outside of this blue jacket that's really had an impact and a stake in all of my life.
Is there anything else you want to add?
You know, I just want to thank the National FFA for this opportunity and those nominating committee members for realizing that I really do want to serve these members. I'm so excited for this year, and I'm so excited to see what my teammates and I can do to amplify this organization and to really get out the word of not only agriculture, but agricultural education and the leadership that FFA provides to its members.
That was the Central Region National FFA Vice President, just newly named Abra Meyer from the great state of Iowa. Reporting, I'm Bryce Duskett.